Blog Talk Radio.
You ready to rock this town by now?
Greetings and welcome to another weekly episode of Rock This Town Radio at TC. I am your host, TC Clark, and along with my production assistant, Cuddles the Cat, we're coming to you from our Bloomfield studio in the 412. That's Pittsburgh, PA. This is our 22nd show after taking last week off for the John Hyatt and Buddy Guy concert in Hubert Heights, Ohio, suburb of Dayton. Tonight I was supposed to see Collective Soul, but I'm just getting over a mild bout of COVID and decided to opt out on that one. And tonight we are loosely revisiting that wacky biblical story of Noah's magical zoo boat. But instead of loading it up with a bunch of smelly animals, we are renaming it Noah's Rock Boat and bringing on board 12 cool songs that have animals in the title. So let's set sail on our voyage around the rock and roll globe and start it off with Prince.
Thank you.
and I got cat style.
That was my guitar hero, Brian Setzer, in the Stray Cats with a Stray Cat Strut from their 1981 self-titled debut album. The song was released as a single, but failed to crack the top 100. The next year, when the single Rock This Town made it to the top 10, Arista Records decided to re-release Stray Cat Strut, and it debuted at number 42, then climbed to number 11 on the charts. The video for the song received heavy airplay on MTV during its early days, you know, when the M actually stood for music in MTV. Before Stray Cats, we heard James Brown and I Got Ants in My Pants, a two-part single recorded on sides A and B of a 45 released in 1972. The song was not released on an album until 1988's compilation album, Motherlode. And we kicked off our Noah's Rock Boat Show with Prince and When Doves Cry from his eponymous album, Purple Rain, the soundtrack to the 1984 movie by the same name. Film director Albert Magnoli had asked Prince to write a song that correlated with a scene in the movie that involved intermingled parental difficulties and a love affair. The next morning, Prince gave him When Doves Cry, which was inspired by his relationship with Vanity Six member Susan Muncy. When Doves Cry was Prince's first hit single and the best-selling 45 in 1984. Let's take Noah's Rock Boat to the next set, and I'll begin with one of my very favorite bands of the 90s, both working with them and seeing their shows when I lived in Virginia. This is Southern Culture on the Skids.
Baby, will you eat that there snack cracker in your special outfit for me, please?
running to and fro, hard working at the mill, never fail in the mail, yet come a rotten bill. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Salesman talking to me, trying to run me up a creek, say you can buy it, go on, try it, you can pay me next week. Ah, too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Good looking, trying to get me hooked, want me to marry, get a home, settle down, write a book. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved. Same thing every day, getting up, going to school, no need of me complaining, my objections overrule. Ah, too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved. Operator for telling me a tale. Ah, too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Been to Yokohama, been fighting in the war, army bunk, army chow, army crows, army car. Ah, too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Working in the filling station, too many tasks, wipe the window, check the tire, check the oil, a dollar gas. Ha! Too much monkey business, too much monkey business. I don't want your botheration, get away, leave me be. Too much monkey business for me.
Who's Gonna Ride Your Wild Horses? Ends That Set. A song by U2 off their 1991 album, Octong Baby. The guys had a lot of trouble trying to capture the essence of the song in multiple recording sessions, and after five variations, went back to the original demo that they had put on tape. They never were satisfied with the final track that made the album, and have said it is almost impossible to perform the song live and give it the emotion and feeling that they had had in their heads but couldn't put on tape. This happens sometimes with the great ones who expect perfection from themselves at all times. I still love the song, even though they feel it's flawed. Chuck Berry gave us Too Much Monkey Business, his fifth single released by Chess Records in 1956. It was included on his first solo LP in 1957. The legendary Willie Dixon played double bass on that track. In the early and mid-60s, several of the British invasion groups covered Too Much Monkey Business, including the Beatles, Hollies, Yardbirds, Kinks, and Youngbloods. Bob Dylan credited the song as an inspiration for his classic Subterranean Homesick Blues. Our second Noah's Rock Boat set started with Southern Culture on the Skids and Camel Walk from their 1995 album Dirt Track Date. Known as Scots to their fans, including me, the trio started off in 1983 in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and have combined rock, country, and rockabilly to form a unique sound that sometimes pokes fun at Southern white trash culture. Some other cool songs they have are If the Walls Could Talk in a Cheap Motel, Put Your Teeth Up on the Windowsill, Fried Chicken and Gasoline, and lots more. If you want a fun band to check out, look up some more of Southern Culture on the Skids on YouTube, Spotify, or wherever you source music. We are halfway through our Noah's Rock Boat Show. Noah's Rock Boat Show here on Rock This Radio, Rock This Town Radio with TC. And it's time for a word from our sponsor.
Get out of the way. Come on.
Don't get that, Frank.
It could be the office.
Yeah, let it rain.
Hello? Baxter! It's Baxter!
Meowmix brand cat food has the variety of four delicious flavors cats love. In fact, it's the only cat food that tastes so good cats ask for it by name. Again and again.
Good old Baxter from the 1999 Meowmix commercial. Alrighty, let's move on to set number three and Little Feet.
I made a film there, but it took me
Yeah.
That was Walking the Dog by Rufus Thomas, a top 10 hit for him from his 1963 album by the same name. The song starts out with the first 14 notes of Mendelssohn's Wedding March from Midsummer's Night Dream and references a few children's nursery rhymes throughout the lyrics. Several months after its release, the Rolling Stones also recorded the song, and in later years, it was covered by many other artists, most notably by Aerosmith in 1973 on their debut album. Before Rufus Thomas, we heard For All the Cows by the Foo Fighters from their 1995 debut album. It was the third single released from the LP after This Is a Call and I'll Stick Around, but was only available as a single in the UK and the Netherlands. The song was part of a demo that Dave Grohl put together by playing all the instrumental tracks by himself on the tape. He recorded it for fun and also as an outlet for his grief after the suicide of his bandmate and close friend Dave Grohl. When the recording was completed, he chose the name Foo Fighters on a whim to hide his identity and passed out cassette tapes to all his friends. When Capitol Records caught wind of the project, they signed Dave Grohl and he recruited the band to produce the songs live for the first album. Our set started with Little Feat and Dixie Chicken from their 1973 album of the same name. Their first two albums in 1971 and 72 sold poorly, and after a lineup change, the Los Angeles-based band gyrated towards their love of Southern-style rock, inspired by the sounds of Memphis and New Orleans. Dixie Chicken mostly toiled in obscurity for 5 years, until the release of Little Feat's hot-selling live album, Waiting for Columbus, in 1978, and I wore out a few copies of that. The song became a staple on FM rock stations around the country. Sadly, frontman Lowell George died of a heart attack at the age of 34 the next year while on solo tour. And we've reached our final leg of our Noah's Rock Boat journey, and we'll shove off with Bruce Coburn.
Sun's up, looks okay, the world survives into another day, and I'm thinking about eternity. Some kind of ecstasy got a hold on me. Some kind of ecstasy got a hold.
number we call. Give me some sugar, little honey, natural bee.
told me, you gotta get better if you ever wanna win. And I know that, but she not getting any better, man. She just been up the lover, cause I know I was once there wearing them shoes. I'm still hurting, cause the woman I love giving me the blues. Sitting here sober, but I wonder what shape she'll find me in. I need her under my skin, like a junkie needs heroin. And I'm never going back to snaking Jake. The amount of money I spent, I could have bought the place. And not to mention that they know my face. And now it's hell getting out the place. So I'm walking the streets tonight. Found me living, didn't find me dead. Got a permanent ash mark on my forehead, but still couldn't save me from lying in bed, staring at your clothes in the closet while I was out of my head. So I'm walking the streets tonight, catching some fireflies. Some will say that I'm living the lie, but no more today, no more tonight. And you can say that I'm under the gun.
One of my favorite bands, both studio and live, of the last 10 or so years, The Revivalists, with Catching Fireflies from their 2010 album, Vital Signs. This New Orleans band, formed in 2007, happened almost by accident. Frontman David Shaw had moved from Cincinnati area to New Orleans for the music scene, and one day was sitting on his front porch playing his acoustic guitar. Lead guitar player and co-founder Zach Feinberg, originally from New Jersey and attending Tulane University, decided to ride his bicycle home on a different route that day and came across Shaw playing his guitar. They struck up a conversation, and as we say, the rest is history. A lot of the lyrics that David Shaw writes reflect of his struggles with addictions and how he overcame them. Chasing Fireflies, like many of their songs, has a deep personal meaning to him. Another band that I urge people to listen to more, The Revivalists. The middle of the set was Tom Petty and Honeybee from his solo album Wildflowers, released in 1994. The album spawned several big hits for Petty, including You Don't Know How It Feels, You Wrecked Me, and It's Good to Be King. The album is easily one of my favorites, either solo or with the Heartbreakers. The title track Wildflowers, Time to Move On, Honeybee, and so many other great songs are on this LP. Definitely one that should be in everyone's collection. As a side note, Tom Petty originally wanted to call his band the Honeybees before they decided on the Heartbreakers. Our final set started with Bruce Coburn and Wondering Where the Lions Are, a 1979 single from his album Dancing in the Dragon's Jaw. Although this song was Coburn's only top-selling single, the Canadian artist has written more than 350 songs and released 34 albums in a career that has spanned almost 60 years. He has received 13 Juno Awards, which is the equivalent to the U.S. Grammy Awards. And we have reached the docks with Noah's Rock Boat. I hope they enjoyed our voyage through the animal kingdom. Next week on Rock This Town Radio with TC, it's Rock Hall Snubs, artists and groups who deserve to be in Rock and Roll Hall of Fame but aren't. When I think of some of the ones that are in there and these acts aren't, I get a little angry, but I'll try to control myself next week. Rock Hall Snubs, next week on RTTR with TC. Alrighty, let's roll out some birthdays for the week as we always do. A happy heavenly birthday today to B.J. Thomas, born on this day in 1942. He died last year. Airline pilot and Iron Maiden frontman Bruce Dickinson is 64 today. I saw that Randy and Jill both posted on that earlier. On Monday, David Evans, known as U2's The Edge, is 61. Tuesday marks Whitney Houston's birthday, born August 9th, 1963. She died in 2012. Wednesday has several deceased names on the list. Leo Fender, a guy we should all be bowing to, born in 1909 and died in 1991. Eddie Fisher, born in 1929 and died in 2010. Interesting thing about Eddie Fisher, he divorced his first wife, Doris Day, to marry her best friend, Elizabeth Taylor. Okay, anyways, and also Wednesday, Ronnie Spector of the Ronettes, born in 1947 and passed away this past January. Also on Wednesday, Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull will be 75. Eric Carmen turned 73 on Thursday. Friday is Buck Owens' birthday. He was born August 12, 1929, and died in 2006. And on Saturday, a happy heavenly birthday to Dan Fogelberg, born in 1961, and he passed away in 2007. Okay, here are our birthday songs for the week, starting with Bobby Hatfield of the Righteous Brothers. Bye.
to me. Lonely river flow to the sea, to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Wait for me, I'll be coming home, wait for me.
With no more angry words to say can come alive. everybody low with a love song that he made. Find the streetlight, steps out of the shade, says something like, you and me, babe, how about it? Juliet says, hey, it's Romeo. He nearly gave me a heart attack. He's underneath the window, just singing, hey, like my boyfriend. You shouldn't come around here singing up at people like that. Anyway, what you gonna do about it? Juliet, the dice was loaded from the start, and I fear any UAC. Song. When you're gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong, Juliet. Come up on different streets, they both were streets of shame, both dirty, both mean. Yes, and the dream was just the same. And I dream your dream for you, and now your dream is real. How can you look at me as if I was just another one of your deals? When you can fall for chains of silver, you can fall for chains of gold, you can fall for pretty strangers, and the promise that they hold. You promised me everything, you promised me thick and thin, yeah. Now you just say, oh, Romeo, yeah. You know, I used to have a scene with him. Juliet, when we made love, you used to cry. Said, I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die. There's a place for us. You know, the movie song. When you're gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong. Juliet. Talks like the talk on the TV, and I can't do a love song like the way it's meant to be. I can't do everything, but I'll do anything for you. I can't do anything except be in love with you. All I do is miss you, and the way we used to be. All I do is keep the beat. Bad company. And all I do is kiss you through the bars of Orion. Julia, I do the stars with you anytime. Now, Julia, when we made love, you used to cry. Said, I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die.
Dire Straits and Romeo and Juliet from their 1980 album Making Movies. And of course, the unmistakable voice and exceptional guitar work by Mark Knopfler, who turns 73 on Friday. Before that, Carl's favorite, Joe Jackson, and Stepping Out from his 1982 album Night and Day. The Englishman will be 68 on Thursday. We started our birthday set with the Righteous Brothers in Unchained Melody, their classic song from 1965. Bobby Hatfield sang solo on several of their biggest hits, including this one. When they were presented with You've Lost That Loving Feeling, his partner, Bill Medley, was chosen to sing the solo with his baritone voice. Hatfield was upset that he couldn't come in till the chorus and asked producer Phil Spector what he was supposed to do in the meantime. Spector replied, "You can go to the bank." Bobby Hatfield was born on August 10th, 1940, and died in 2003. I think I hear Carl snorting and fumbling around in the background. Are you there, my man?
Sorry, I lost my cocaine, so no, I'm not snorting.
Who knows what you're snorting? Welcome.
True.
How you doing, buddy?
True.
Your nice quiet apartment building now.
Yeah, more or less. It's there's some changes here. That's a good thing.
Yeah, man.
Anyway, I have a couple things to say first before we get into
housekeeping. You do.
Okay, I gotta say, okay, right. If you hadn't done a birthday for Joe Jackson, I would have kicked you in the ass. So that's number one.
Well,
number two is you. Okay, go ahead.
Let's stick with number one first, okay?
Okay.
Joe Jackson has so many great songs, but you know why I picked that one, not only for its familiarity? I love the bass line in that song. The bass is just incredible in that song. It makes it, you know.
Let me tell you something. Graham Mabey, who has been his bass player from the beginning, no matter what style he does, Graham is there. He's one of the most underrated bass players ever.
I guess.
Guy is just phenomenal.
You know, and I know enough about Joe Jackson that there's so many different, you know, like, I don't want to say styles, but my God, that guy comes up with bass lines like incredible. But that one from Stepping Out is just amazing. I can't even imagine. I have to look it up.
This is a guy, Graham Mabey is a guy, when Joe Jackson has gone classical, he's gone stand-up bass with a bow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That leaves me in the dirt.
Seriously, Graham Mabey is one of the best unknown bass players out there.
Sure.
Number two is you actually played a James Brown tune I never fucking heard before.
Really?
No, I've never heard Ants in My Pants.
Wow.
Never.
That is
such a killer.
Oh, sure. Well, it was another one of those songs that I think I played one, the last James Brown I played was a two-sided song, too, where if you played it together, it's like 7 or 8 minutes long. But it was released as a single, with that was side A, and then there was a side B to it. That, you know, he did that a couple times. But I'm surprised you never heard that before.
No, that one I never heard. And it hadn't been on an album. Most of my Brown that I have is pre-1970s and albums. So and that one didn't hit radio as far as I know. I never heard it on the radio.
No, I don't think it ever really did anything. And like I said, it was never on an album until like 1988 and a compilation album. So it was just like a one-off single they did. Cool song, though.
Mm-hmm. So the other thing, of course, I noticed is that, you know, if you're doing animals and you're doing cats, of course it has to be Dire Straits for you. Without a doubt, Stray Cats.
Right.
Yeah, Stray Cats. But for me, if it's a cat song, which one am I going to say by one of my favorite groups? Do you know? I'll even give you a hint. The group is the Kinks.
Yeah, well, I was thinking that. I don't know.
Phenomenal
what song?
Cat. Phenomenal Cat.
Yeah, now there's one that deep, deep, deep cut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, really good mix today.
Oh,
really
good.
Well
you.
Done, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so now getting on
Noah
to...
Noah would be proud of me, huh?
Yes, absolutely. So getting on to housekeeping. First off, I want to say that this month is... It's sort of the first part of August, since it's the dog days of summer. It's sort of like heat / hell month. And this past week, we did a wonderful commentary watch, Rachel and I, on Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, which I actually had never seen all the way through. It's a fucking hoot. It was so much fun. So we're going to be focusing on that this month. And then at the end of the month, it's another type of hell. It's going back to school. So we'll be doing commentary watches on schools and that. One of the ones I know that I'll be doing is the Chocolate War, okay, which I'll explain later when we do the commentary watch. But this week, what I can tell you is that on Tuesday, we're going to have a very special commentary watch with our friend and artist for DLN, Josh Buckland. And Josh and I are going to do a commentary watch. It's the 9th on the 9th, because it's August 9th. We're going to do the 9th configuration, which is directed by the author William Peter Blatty, who did The Exorcist. This is sort of a side sequel to The Exorcist about the astronaut at the party that Reagan says you'll die up there. So that's what this is. It's a very weird film. Trust me, it is not normal. And you have Joe Spinell and Jason Miller as inmates of this asylum who are casting dogs to do Shakespeare plays. Okay, just to give you an idea. All right? So, yeah, right up my alley.
Right.
Now, this week is part of our commentary watch on Heat / Hell. Pretty sure this is going to either be Wednesday or Saturday. I am not sure which day yet, but I can tell you we're going to be doing The Day the Earth Caught Fire, a 1953 British science fiction film. And it is a great film. Not many people know it. It's available on Amazon Prime for free. And we're going to be doing that. So also on Thursday, we're welcoming you back, Craig Ahrens and David Espinoza. They are producer-director team, independents, and they've been on the podcast before. the last two films they talked about on the podcast previously was The Evil Down the Street and The Crumbs. But now they have two other films coming out. Both of them are now available for free on Amazon. One is Love in Quarantine, and the other one is Demon Fighter, and they're really pushing Demon Fighter because it's a combination horror / kung fu movie that they pulled out, and it looks pretty damn cool. So we're going to be doing that. I can tell you that on Saturday, we will be doing a Rachel Goes Down the Rabbit Hole, but we're not sure what's going on yet. So that's what we have coming this coming week. What I can also tell you, as I said, we're going to be doing back to school at the end of the month. I also can tell you that in September, we're going to have author Danny Perry with us again. Danny wrote the three cult movie books back in the 80s that are basically encyclopedias for people like me and people of incredibly strange films. We'll be having him. We're also going to be having a number of other people. I'm looking at Donald Farmer various other people that we're trying to get on. And we're very, very happy and very busy, and we're keeping out of trouble. So that basically is what's going on at Deviant Legion and Incredibly Strange Films and FNS Podcast. So there you go.
All right. Sounds like a good week ahead for you. And
absolutely.
Stuff in the future, too. So Mm-hmm. Well, good deal, Carl. That's good to hear. You and Rachel and I have to get together again one of these Saturday nights. Anytime you come up with something, I'm always ready for that. So, okay, Carl, take care of yourself. Hope your stomach's doing okay. Enjoy the quiet.
Yeah, my stomach is doing much better. Thank you. It really is.
Okay. As always, you can find all of our excellent podcasts right here on the Deviant Legion Network on Blog Talk Radio. Listen live and or find any of our shows in the episode archives whenever it works for you. Check out my YouTube channel at TCC77 for concert footage that I've shot at rock shows around the country. As I said at the top of the show, I saw John Hiatt and Buddy Guy in Ohio last week, and have some new video from that show on my channel, TCC77 on YouTube. Please keep Ukraine in your thoughts and pray for the country and its people if you're into that sort of thing. And please do anything you can to help stop the shooting here in America. On behalf of Cuddles the Cat, I'm T.C. Clark, and I hope that you had as much fun as I did, and you have a great week ahead. And as us cool cats say, we'll catch you on the flip side.